Teachers All in One Pack. Extra Listening Practice 1, page 190. RFID chips. You are going to listen to a conversation about RFID chips. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hi, Frank. You look upset. What's the matter?
Oh, hi, Peter. My dog, Buffy, has run off again, and I don't know how I'm going to find him. You haven't seen him, have you?
No, but I'll help you search for him. You know, Frank, if your dog's always getting lost, you really should get him an RFID tag.
An RFI what?
An RFID tag, radio frequency identification. It's a microchip, you know, like a tiny computer chip that contains a special ID number. It's injected under the skin of pets. Then, if the pet gets lost, it's not hard to find the owners. Lots of vets use them.
That sounds fantastic, but I still don't understand how it works.
It's really quite simple. Most lost pets eventually end up in an animal shelter. When they do, the workers at the animal shelter use a small scanner to check if the pet's got a chip. And if it has got one, its ID number registers on the scanner. This number is used to access a special database, which gives information about the pet, like the name of its vet and how to contact its owner. I think Buffy needs a chip like that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's a pity they don't chip people, too. Whenever my mother goes shopping with my younger sister, my sister always wanders off, and my mother has to look for her.
Actually, Frank, they do chip people. In fact, my cousin got chipped last year. That's how I know so much about it.
Your cousin got chipped? Really? Does he get lost a lot, too?
No, my cousin's an adult. He's a sportsman. He does all kinds of dangerous sports, like skydiving, motorbike racing, and rock climbing. So once in a while, he gets injured and has to go to hospital. He's also allergic to antibiotics, so his doctor recommended that he get a chip. Now, whenever he gets hurt, the hospital doctors can scan his chip for his ID number, and...
I know, they access the database.
Yes. But there isn't just one database. There are lots of kinds of databases, and each one determines how the information on the chip is used. For example, the database that my cousin uses contains personal medical information, like blood type, allergies, and special medical problems. But there are also clubs and discos that have got their own databases.
Clubs and discos? Why do they need databases?
Well, a few clubs offer to implant their customers with chips so they can leave their wallets at home. As soon as the customers walk through the door, they get scanned, and the database tells the club who they are and what their credit balance is. It also keeps a list of their favorite food and drinks.
Amazing! But isn't it painful to get chipped?
Not at all. My cousin says that it's very simple and it only takes a few seconds. The chip is about the size of a grain of rice, and it's injected into the fatty part under your arm with a syringe. You don't feel it at all, and if you want, you can have it removed later.
Well, it still sounds a bit strange to me. I'm not sure that implanting people with RFID chips will become very popular. I don't think that most people will want to have anything implanted under their skin, even if it's the size of a grain of rice.
You might be right, Frank, but RFID chips are being used all over the world for a lot of other things. Do you remember when I visited my grandparents in Amsterdam? When I flew home, my suitcase got lost, ended up in Los Angeles. I was lucky, though, because Amsterdam Airport uses RFID tags on their luggage. They were able to track my suitcase and return it to me quickly.
Well, that sounds great. So, what else are these chips used for?
There's a popular reality game on TV that uses RFID chips to track the players while they're trying to escape from a large prison.
Are you serious?
Sure, it works like this. The players are asked questions, and their answers control the doors, the lights, and the pathways in the prison. It's quite challenging because the players have to escape within a certain amount of time. Up to 300 people can play the game at once. Hey, Frank, isn't that your dog over there?
It is. We found him. Thanks for helping me look for him, Peter. And thanks for telling me about those RFID chips. I'm going to get Buffy chipped right away. Well, I've got to go. See you later.